wakes out there?
The boards. Like, if you didn't have this mm-hmm. up here, mm-hmm. and if these were just wood, what mm-hmm. would you call them?
I would call it outside ceiling.
Okay. What do you call the place that we're sitting? Right now we're sitting on
the front porch.
What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
A stoop.
What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows are enclosed before milking? You know, like when the cows are driven up from the pasture?
Yeah.
And then there's a little area next to the barn?
Yeah.
Before they milk, they drive the cows up from the pasture and then into this little place.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you call that?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Well, would you call it a cow pen or a cow lot?
A cow pen.
A cow pen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Drive them into the pen.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Do I call a fence that's made out of rocks or stone? Well, I never have been used to one of those.
Okay, fine. Yeah, that's another thing. These questions are made for people all over Georgia.
That's
and
right.
So some of them, they talk about things that we just
that's
don't
right.
have here
that's
in Georgia.
Right. Well, I ain't never used to that.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top? For carrying water or milk in. It's got a handle over the top, and you can carry it in one hand.
Bucket.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it was made out of metal? Would you call it the same thing, or would you call it something different?
Tub.
Well, now, would a tub be the same shape as a bucket? Or would a tub be a different shape?
A little different.
Well now, what about just a metal bucket? Would you still call it a bucket? If it was just, you know, the same shape as a bucket, but it's just metal instead of wood. Would you still call it a bucket, or would you? Would you still call it a bucket, or would you call it maybe a pail, or?
Pail.
Would it be a pail?
Pail.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, a pail would be nicer.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Griddle.
And what else might you call it besides a griddle? Do you have any other words for it?
Frying pan.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
And what about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
What?
What about the same kind of thing if it's on a barrel? Where you turn the water on and off on a barrel? What would you call that?
I don't know.
Well, would you call it a faucet right on, or would there be another?
Yes, it's a faucet right on.
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing if it's out in the yard?
It's a faucet right on.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper sack.
Paper bag.
What do you call a great big bag that you might buy, 100 pounds of potatoes or maybe even 100 pounds of onions, and if you want to buy 100 pounds of onions, and it's made out of loosely woven cloth? What would you call that kind of bag?
Wouldn't you call it shopping bag?
No, this is something that the potatoes or maybe even chicken feed might come in right from the store.
Oh, yeah.
And it's loosely woven cloth.